Lakeland. A long reign for Queen Elizabeth II has come to end after serving 70 years as a monarch for the United Kingdom and over a dozen Commonwealth countries around the world. Her Majesty passed away on September 8 in her Scottish castle in Balmoral at the age of 96. For many in the Lakeland who have come accustomed to seeing the Queen as a symbolic stature in the nation, remembering her and the honorary titles that come from a relationship with the monarchy will be a huge adjustment, specifically for Royal Canadian Legions across the country, said Danny Stevens, Lac La Biche's Legion president. It means a lot to the Legion. If you get the term, royal, it's bestowed to you by the monarchy, so it means an awful lot to us here. For most of us, in our lifetime, she's the only monarch we have ever had. Our sorrow is great. The relationship between the monarchy and the Canadian military, especially the armed forces, is vital and has significant ties with the monarchy, says Stevens. In Canada, the Queen and members of the royal family assume the ceremonial role of colonel-in-chief in various military branches. Changes, in my opinion, the monarchy is symbolic and important. When you sign up to serve, you sign up to also serve the monarchy as well as the Canadian government. Additionally, many military regiments, units and reserves around the country are named after the longest reigning monarch, he says. And for the changes that are going to be rolling out in the near future with King Charles III as the new monarch, it will take time to get used to, Stephen explains. Currently, the Court of Queen's Bench, the highest provincial trial court, is reflecting the name change after 70 years. We'll have to get used to saying Court of King's Bench, says Stevens, offering one example. A national anthem change in the United Kingdom and other upcoming adjustments will come in the near future. We'll also have to get used to saying God save the King, he adds. Queen will be missed with all the changes. Stephen says he'll miss the Queen's positive and graceful personality that has captured the hearts of people around the world. When I was a child, I went to see her when she came. I grew up in Brandon, Manitoba, and I went to her procession, he said, reflecting on the event. Her down-to-earth personality, she was a very jovial and nice lady. She will be deeply missed by the Legion. On Saturday, Queen Elizabeth II's successor, her son King Charles III, was officially acclaimed king in an accession ceremony at Buckingham Palace. In Ottawa, the king's title was proclaimed through a ceremony the same day. Government of Alberta acknowledges Queen, along with millions of people around the world. I was saddened to learn about the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. On behalf of all members of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, I offer my heartfelt condolences to the royal family. A beloved sovereign and a respected figure among leaders the world over, Queen Elizabeth II was a symbol of our nation's historical and continuing connection to the British monarchy and also of the role of the constitutional monarchy in Canada, said Nathan Cooper, Speaker of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, in a statement released on September 8. The Queen traveled to Alberta 6 times, with her first trip taking place in 1951 when she was Princess Elizabeth. Her most recent visit was during Alberta's centennial year in 2005. Queen Elizabeth II was the longest reigning British monarch. Albertans will have the chance to honor the life and legacy of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth in the coming days. There will be books of condolence for public signing in the legislature. A celebration of life will follow. Further details about these public memorials are forthcoming, according to the Government of Alberta. Speaking briefly about her passing, Bonnyville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA David Hansen said Queen Elizabeth II had an amazing reign. While her passing was somewhat expected, most Albertans, including himself, have only known Queen Elizabeth II as the ruling monarch, he noted. Fort McMurray Cold Lake MP Layla Goodridge offered her condolences for Queen Elizabeth II. My thoughts and prayers are with the members of the royal family and people throughout the world as they grieve this great loss. SDOCX to the provincial government will decide how it will recognize the passing of the Queen during a session scheduled for September 15. Related story, Trudeau confirms federal holidays for September 19, province yet to decide royal visit in 1978. In 1978, Queen Elizabeth II traveled to Canada for a 12-day official royal tour. Among the list of places she visited was Edmonton for the 11th Commonwealth Games, Grande Prairie, Peace River, St. Paul, Vigreville, Fort Saskatchewan, Mundare, Chipman, Lamont, Bruderheim, and Fort Edmonton, Alberta.